Friends, it's always nice to see you at Mass. We have beautiful readings today to reflect on, and I want to focus on our first reading, which is from the Acts of the Apostles, always inviting us to be a church and reminding us about what it means to be a church. And this particular passage, we hear that there is a reaction to the conversion of St. Paul. And to understand this, we need to understand what St. Paul was like before he became Christian. Now, Paul, before he became a Christian, he was very faithful and zealous Jew. And he despised Christian communities because he saw in them distortion of the Jewish faith. And because of that, he ended up becoming a persecutor of Christians. And then on his way to Damascus to persecute Christians, he had this wonderful experience of the risen Lord, and his life changed forever. And in today's reading, we hear what happens to him when he comes back to Jerusalem. This is what it says. It says, when Saul arrived in Jerusalem, he tried to join the disciples, but they were all afraid of him, not believing that he was a disciple. Now, this reading invites you and me to believe in the possibility of genuine conversion. Do you give yourself that chance? Right? That radical change is possible in your life. And also to believe that radical change is possible in other people's life. In your husbands, your wives, your friends, that God can do marvelous things to them and for them. And if you believe that, then it becomes very important for us that when we see conversion in people's life, not to stand in the way of it. Otherwise, the grace of God might be in vain. And this reading invites us to trust in the power of God and to trust in conversion in our lives and lives of others. And as the reading goes on, the next line, next couple lines of this reading are also very important. It says here, after they had struggled with Paul's conversion, and when they, in that midst, then Barnabas took charge of him and brought him to the apostles. And he reported to them how he had seen the Lord and that he had spoken to him, and how in Damascus Paul had spoken out boldly in the name of Jesus. You know, St. Paul became St. Paul not only because of the grace of God, and the grace of conversion, but also because he had a mentor. And that mentor was Barnabas, who helped him to insert in the life of the church. You know, most of us have not heard of Barnabas, St. Barnabas. But St. Paul would not be St. Paul without his friend and mentor, Saint Barnabas. So, which reminds us, right, the church today, that like the church of the apostles, that we need to be willing to be mentors to others. You know, beginning with our family. And parents are the first mentors of their children in faith. And when I think about parents, I always think about my mother. And my mother was the one who, you know, taught about Jesus Christ and God. In a simple lesson, my mother was not a... we were not really involved in the church. That's the first part of it. And the Sunday Mass was really important for my mother. We prayed Angelus and Rosary every night. That was part. It was just passed down by her parents, and then we did the same thing. But one of the things she always taught, right, a simple thing, you know, ask God, what do you want, right? And the simple thing is that even when I became a priest, if I would complain to her about something, she would say, "Have you prayed yet?" You know, that line. I'm like, that's your solution for everything. But the answer is, that is the solution for everything, right? And but she was the one who introduced me to Jesus Christ. You know, or after that, you know, we accept faith, and we try to develop that relationship. But it's important, right? It's important for somebody to introduce, somebody to share their experience with us. And then, our spouses are also called to be mentors of faith to us. But for many of us, I think the mentors can be our friends who bring us to church, or someone who has shared their experience of Jesus, like St. Paul, is able to share that experience with us. So look at your life and ask yourself, is God calling you to be a mentor to other people? You know, this year we will start sometime in the next few months, once again, RCI program. And then we are always looking for people to walk with, you know, people who want to join the church. Now think about it. You know, can you walk with them and share your faith with them? Share what Jesus Christ has done in your life, right? That's all we can share. We can't share somebody else's experience. We share our own experience. I observe also here, you know, at weekend masses, I notice lots of mentoring going on. You know, lots of time people bringing their friends to church, other parishioners to church. Even last weekend at the 9:30 Mass, it was school Mass, and there was that second graders and eighth graders, right? That was the combination. You know, the eighth graders helping the second graders, even in to read, showing them things around. Then in the choir, you know, children's choir, but also adults singing along with them. You know, mentoring going on, what to be done. You know, older servers also, right? Older servers teach the younger servers how to serve. You know, it's an important part of our faith life. And I am very grateful and appreciative of that. It is a sign of the Holy Spirit working in our life. And the truth is, we cannot go to God alone, right? And especially in today's world, it is difficult to grow in faith without the help of others. So today as we pray and as we celebrate this Eucharist, I ask the Lord to help you to be Barnabas to the Pauls of this community, bringing others to the Lord.